The employment picture was not very pretty last month, as private sector job growth was essentially stagnant and only gained 41,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate improved to 9.7%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net, reporting on May 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that declined 0.2%, to 9.7% in May, but the real driver of that improvement is unknown, as the 2010 census added 411,000 temporary census takers into the mix last month. Although the unemployment rate was the result of 287,000 fewer unemployed persons, the labor force contracted by 322,000 and there were 35,000 fewer employed people, while those not in the workforce grew by 493,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported a gain of only 41,000 private sector jobs in May after adding 218,000 in April and 158,000 in March. The goods-producing sector added only 4,000 jobs in May after adding 62,000 in April and 57,000 in March. But manufacturers continued to get back to manufacturing with a gain of 29,000 jobs. But the construction sector, after adding 14,000 jobs in April, reversed the trend and demolished 35,000 in all major subsectors in May. And mining and logging added 10,000 more jobs in May after adding 8,000 in April. All subsectors added jobs, although the growth was driven by support activities for mining, which includes oil and gas extraction activities. The trend in the private service-providing sector, which has been adding relatively large number of jobs for the past few months, seems to have taken a bit of a breather in May with the addition of only 37,000 jobs. It had added 156,000 jobs in April and 101,000 in March. The retail trade sector, with a total of about 14.4 million jobs, issued a refund of 6,600 jobs in May. And professional and business services, it is a big sector with close to 17 million jobs, was up only 22,000 jobs in May. It was up 73,000 in April. Education and health services continued to be unfazed by overall job trends and continued on its own path and added jobs, 17,000 new ones in May. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added 4,500 jobs, while health care and social assistance added 13,100 new jobs in most major subsectors, although outpatient care centers as well as hospitals reduced their headcounts. And the jobs party that started in the leisure and hospitality sector in March slowed considerably in May with only 2,000 new jobs, as the number of new jobs in accommodation and food services, which was up a little over 12,000, slightly outpaced the loss in arts, entertainment, and recreation, which was down 10,000. And the number of government jobs increased by a total of 390,000, mainly as a result of the federal government adding a total of 412,000 jobs, mainly as a result of temporary hiring associated with the 2010 census. Local government cut 7,000 jobs and state government cut 15,000. Now, on to temporary help services. Temporary help services continued recovering in May. The temporary help services sector has added 361,600 jobs, or has grown 21% since it started to add jobs more than 6 months ago, but is still down around 560,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. In May, it had 2,086,000 jobs, which was up 31,000 jobs, or about 1.5% sequentially, and up 16.4% from May 2009. And temporary help services continue to gain market share, that being its portion of all jobs that grew to 1.6% in May. In May, the employment economy gained 431,000 jobs from the previous month, but was at a level that was 5.4% lower than its peak in December 2007. But take out the 411,000 temporary jobs added by the government last month to conduct the 2010 census, and May's private sector job gain was a weak 41,000. And although the unemployment rate appears to have improved to 9.7% in May, this improvement is also likely, or at least partially, a result of the 400,000-plus temporary census workers added last month. The employment economy is not recovering as fast as most people would like and can be best characterized as stable but weak. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.